Production. When you get to the club, you're gonna turn the tape up. You're gonna turn the tape up. You're gonna turn the tape up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes.
I'm your host, Steve Lewis. For the next hour, you will be zoned in for fitness. My guest today is Mr. Keith Johnson, personal trainer from Schererville, Indiana. Keith, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. How you been?
I've been doing great. Thanks for asking.
Getting ready for the holidays?
Well, I can't believe it's 2 weeks till Thanksgiving, and then Christmas is right around the corner, so I better start getting ready. What about yourself?
I know. It's the same here, I tell you. It's unbelievable how fast this year went. You know, and that's pretty much what we want to talk about today, you know, is give out some do's and don'ts for diet. And then I think we need to explain a little bit about, you know, what a diet is as opposed to lifestyle changes. So, and what we're talking about today, what we want to talk about today is what to do and not to do if you're going to make the lifestyle change, you know, to stay fit. And so, you know, well, that's, you know, what we gear up to try and show everybody, you know, or tell everybody what we actually, you know, how we go about doing that. And you're right. Thanksgiving is only a couple of weeks away, and I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of anxiety about, well, people are, they consider themselves to be on, had been considering themselves to be on a diet. Now they don't know what to do, so on and so forth. So, you know, let me ask you, Keith. I know you got a lot of people, you know, that are coming to you and say, look, okay, you know, I want to figure out how can I, you know, still maintain and, you know, stay on track and, you know, and if I'm losing weight, supposed to lose weight, or if I'm, you know, if I wanted to try and get more muscular or whatever, you know, and so what should I do? I mean, so like I said, now they're only 2 weeks away. What kind of advice do you have for them?
Well, I mean, as far as for just staying healthy around the holidays, it's really all about moderation and proper meal planning throughout the week leading up to the holidays. For example, I mean, Thanksgiving, you should enjoy Thanksgiving, but moderation is the key. I think you got to just enjoy, you know, focus on your proteins, your turkey, you know, your good carbs from the broccoli or the sweet potatoes. Hopefully there's not too much butter and brown sugar on there. And maybe, you know, have a couple mashed potatoes, but don't go too crazy on the pies, maybe a slice here and there, and that's about it. And then the main thing is just getting back on track the next day. A lot of people fall into the trap of, I'm going to cheat today, and then, oh, tomorrow I'll have one more cheat, and the next thing you know, it's New Year's Eve, and you've just cheated for a month and a half.
Exactly.
And that's
right.
The biggest concern I have with telling or allowing people to cheat on Thanksgiving is that it can lead to a downward spiral, because a lot of people think, oh, well, I cheated today, I might as well just enjoy the rest of the year and get back on track in 2014. But realistically, we've started our weight loss goals. We can stick with them starting now. I mean, there's no reason why the holiday should be put a stop to weight loss.
Yeah, and that's right. And, you know, but I want to make it clear, there's a big difference between a lifestyle change and a weight loss goal. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I think people get confused with that. They start thinking, well, I have to diet all the time. And diet to them means I have to look to, I try to lose weight all the time, or if I'm eating certain foods, it means I'm trying to lose weight. And that's not the case. If you choose to have a healthy lifestyle and want to be fit, you're going to choose certain foods. But now, that has nothing to do with your weight loss goals. It has nothing to do with it, okay? They're two separate things. Now, because the weight loss goal is going to be for a specified period of time that you want to, you know, you want to drop, and a specified amount, you know, you want to drop, you know, 10 pounds, you know, within a 30-week period, or 20 pounds, you know, within a 30-week period, or you just want to drop 5 pounds within a, you know, within a 5-week period, you know, that's something specified, you know, and we talked about that, you know, a few shows ago, you know, where you have to kind of like figure out, you know, where you are now, get the status, and then from there, you know, make your goals. But a lifestyle change says, you know, I'm not going to eat anything that's fried. And, you know, I'm just going to stay away from it. You know, or I'm not going to eat anything that's just, you know, loaded with saturated fat. I'm just not going to eat sugar. I mean, these are the things that you're saying that you have changed your lifestyles. Like, you know, or you know, it's like saying, you know, I stopped smoking. That's a lifestyle change. That's not a temporary goal or a temporary fix. So in that sense, I think people get confused. Now, with you, Keith, I know you're talking to your clients, and they have specified goals. So a lot of this is not always a lifestyle change. But now, what do you tell them in terms of maybe, you know, lifestyle changes that will help them, you know, maintain or, you know, keep going from where they started from?
Well, I mean, a lifestyle change is a diet in a way. I mean, diet is what we eat every day. So I think diet has kind of gotten a bad connotation attached to it. You know, like you said,
yes,
it's a lifestyle. This isn't a diet. It's a lifestyle. And, you know, it's okay once in a while to go off your lifestyle mentally, but ultimately you want to stick to what you've, you know, set for a lifestyle for the rest of your life. I mean, like you said with the smoking, if you quit smoking, you can't do it once in a while. It's almost like being an alcoholic. You got to give it up cold turkey. Food
exactly.
Might be a little bit different, but you should almost be grossed out by eating those fried foods or real sugary foods if you've been changing your lifestyle like you claimed. A lot of times, if I maybe fall off the wagon or something, or a client does and they eat fast food or they eat something real sweet, they'll get sick. And that's a good indicator that, hey, my lifestyle's changed and I don't like those foods anymore. So hopefully you've done the work now to where you don't crave those not-so-healthy foods. But ultimately, again, it's all about just, you know, moderation and staying, keeping yourself sane. I mean, you can go a couple ways with dieting or lifestyle. You can go to extremes. I think it's always about finding that middle point where you can still enjoy certain healthier foods and still lose weight or improve your physique without, you know, having to eat just broccoli and chicken for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
So that's what
right.
So that's what I try to advocate to clients and friends is that, hey, it's okay to have that piece of pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving, but you better not have it next week. You better be done with the pie by the end of Thanksgiving. If there's leftovers, you're not eating it. You know what I mean? So if you got to give it away or, you know, Halloween candy is starting to pop up all over the gym somehow because people are bringing it to give it away.
That's right. That's right.
That's a good sign that my clients are bringing that in to get rid of it.
That's
good.
You're right.
Don't be tempted by it.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. Just don't set yourself up for failure. Don't be tempted into eating cheesecake or, you know, fried chicken. Don't go to Popeyes and expect not to eat fried chicken. So those are the things you got to do to try to avoid setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about, I mean, at least on the show here, you know, several shows there, and I had a doctor on, you know, we talked about addiction, you know, and that, you know, a lot of times people associate, you know, addiction just with alcohol or cigarettes or, you know, some drugs, but actually, you know, food can be addicting too. So, and you know that if you are sitting down eating, okay, and you've said to yourself, I only want to eat a certain amount because I know, you know, if I go over this amount, it's going to make me feel bloated, I'm going to be unhappy, I'm going to be uncomfortable because, you know, I can't button my belt or whatever, you know. If you go past that constantly, you know that you have an addiction. Now, that you're going to have to sit there somehow and get some treatment for that. I mean, you got to actually go out and get additional help. If you know that you cannot control it, because that's just as bad as, you know, anything else. And I think one of the examples we brought up was the fact that, you know, they were saying that Oreo cookies are almost as addictive as, you know, cocaine. And it is because, you know, it helps, you know, it satisfies these, some sensory within you that says, hey, you know, you like doing this, it's pleasurable, and you just continue to do it. So if you can't sit down and say, hey, I can't control this, then go get help. But, you know, once you realize, you know, that you do have it under control, then you say, okay, yeah, I can have this maybe occasionally. And then, like you say, Keith, you know, hey, cut it off after a day. That is a lifestyle change. Just, you know, to go out there and say, look, you know what? Today is Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat, you know, certain things. I'm not going to eat that much of it. Right, like Keith says, you know, I'm only going to do it for moderation. But then after the day, I go right back to doing what I was doing before. And that's how you incorporate these things into your lifestyle, you know. And that's kind of like what we want to talk about today a little bit more, is that, you know, what kind of things that you know, can we incorporate into a healthy lifestyle, you know, to keep us fit, you know, keep us going. One of the other things that, you know, we talked about was, you know, like eating low glycemic carbohydrates. I mean, I don't know, it's, you know, just saying that just sounds like, oh, you know, what is it? But, you know, but think about it now. I mean, one of the best low glycemic foods, you know, are candy yams. Well, I shouldn't say candy yams, sweet potatoes. I'll say sweet potatoes because candy yams, they got a lot of sugar on there, syrup and everything else, but sweet potatoes. I mean, really, that, you know, so, you know, you got to start figuring out, you know, what you need to do. And sweet potatoes, everybody eats, you know, generally everybody eats them around, you know, Thanksgiving. So that's one of the things you can think about. And so if you're getting ready to choose that, that's one of the best choices that you can make. It's healthy. And, you know, and this time, if they put some sugar on it, a little syrup, it's not going to hurt you if you've been, you know, basically, you know, watching what you eat, you know, because you've changed your lifestyle throughout the year. And it helps you. Also, coming up, you know, choosing, you know, lean meats. Now, I don't know. You know, everybody has their preference. Do you like light meat or dark meat when it comes to turkey? I'll tell you. Over the last 15 years, I only eat the breast. I'm only eating the light meat only because I've decided that's my personal choice. But you know what? I wasn't really that crazy about the drumstick and all the other stuff anyway. I mean, Keith, how about you? I don't know.
I got to be honest with you. I'm a dark meat kind of guy, Steve.
Okay, all right.
Honestly, from a health standpoint, it's not as good, but I think it's more flavorful, and I don't eat dark meat very often. So on Thanksgiving, I'm the guy eating the drumstick and everything else. So
and there's no problem with
that. We work out good together, then.
Yes, that's right.
You can have all the white meat you want. So, but okay. That's just how I am. I've always been like that.
Okay, all right. But you're not eating it because you made a lifestyle change. You're not.
I don't eat that at all for the rest of the year. Yeah.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I mean, once you've made that lifestyle change, it's okay to go out, you know, and maybe, you know, do something different. And again, it's going to be in moderation. And again, it's going to only be for that day. You know, it's not going to be like, you know, you know, every day. And like you say, Keith, if something happens where you say, well, I'm just going to take the next 2 months off, you know, because, you know, the holidays are here. I mean, really, then you really haven't made the change. And if it's the fact that you can't stop eating, okay, like I'm saying, you know, then you got an addiction. Go get yourself some help because, you know, that's an issue. That's, like I said, you know, and that's really going to affect you, you know, not only just being fit, being healthy, period. So,
Steve, I hear often how often people say they're going to do something in a week. They're going to do something in 2 weeks. They're going to do something at the beginning of the year, and it never starts, you know? They send these things to, you know, later on island or something, and it never happens. It just keeps getting pushed back. Oh, next month I'll start that. Next month I'll quit drinking. Next month I'll quit eating fried food. So you got to, what better time than now, you know?
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And you know, and I don't know, there's not a whole lot of fried foods being made for Thanksgiving. I don't know. I mean, it could be. I'm not really aware of a lot of them. I mean, maybe different cuisines probably, but I mean, just for your typical, you know, American diet, you know, if you will, you know, Thanksgiving is pretty much, you know, you got a nice bird there. So, you know, or some people, you know, like ham too, which is also pretty lean, a little salty, but still, you know, pretty lean. So, I mean, it's not going to be that difficult, you know, to make these changes. Eat, and like I said, if you can keep yourself under control for that one particular day. Now, again, but I realize a lot of people are saying, well, what happens the next day? Because, you know, you got so many, you know, leftovers. Well, again, you know, I mean, you can always, you know, find some recipe online to mix, you know, make some, you know, decent soup that's going to, you know, whatever that's going to help you, you know, get rid of those leftovers, but and still be, you know, be a decent, healthy meal.
Exactly that, Steve. You got to just take the turkey, the sweet potatoes, and the vegetables, and right there, that's a good meal for you.
Exactly.
You don't need to throw anything away. Give the pie to your kids or whoever and let them eat it, or that's it. Eat the good stuff.
Yep, that's exactly right. And it's all because, you know, like I said, you're making a lifestyle change. It's not that you are on some diet that, you know, to say that, you know, well, you're right. You know, it is a diet, but it's your everything's a diet basically. Whatever you're eating, that's a diet. But I'm just saying that you made a lifestyle decision to make changes, and that you're, you know, and now you're not trying to lose. You know, if you're not trying to lose weight, or if you're trying to maintain your weight, you know, then you're going to say, you know, I'm only going to eat so much, and I'm only going to eat certain things. Now, some of the other things that we want to add in there that you. If you're making that lifestyle change, you know, to get fit, okay, stay fit and stay active, you know, one of the other things that, you know, you should be looking at is how much water you drink, okay? Because that's also going to help you, hydrate your tissue and flush you out, and then kind of give you a sense of fullness. You know, in the event that, you know, you might be thinking about, you know, overeating. And I don't know, Keith, I'm suggesting maybe, you know, still, I think it's still 8 to 10 glasses a day, right?
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I mean, it depends on the size of the person, but definitely 8 to 10 glasses is a good guideline for the average body weight person. I mean, myself, I got to be honest, I aim for about a gallon of water a day.
Okay.
I'm a little bit larger of a person, but. You know, you need to stay hydrated. They say even from a strength aspect that if you're dehydrated, 20% of your strength is affected right there. I mean,
exactly.
Our body's 70% water. Why not give it what it needs? I mean, a lot of negative effects happen when we're dehydrated. And the great thing about water is there's no calories to you. It's going to fill you up. It's got a multitude of benefits. I could go on for a whole hour on water itself. So everybody hydrate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's something that I don't think a lot of people really take seriously, and then they don't realize that this too is a lifestyle change, because a lot of people really don't, you know, really like drinking water for whatever reason. I don't know, but you know, they either stay away from it or is this something that they really just don't consider, and they should consider it. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, it will actually help you, you know. Maintain, you know, your goal of staying on whatever lifestyle that you're trying to maintain. So, you know, you've got to definitely take in the water. And one of the biggest things you got to do, you know, I think people should definitely be aware of, is as soon as they wake up, as soon as they get up, you know, in the morning, go and replenish their water. Now, you know, Keith, if you're taking in a gallon, how much water do you drink when you first get up?
Oh, probably about 16 ounces, really. I mean, I'm already pretty thirsty by the time I'm getting up. I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and drink a glass of water.
Exactly.
I mean, my body just, it needs it to function. It's like a machine, you know. It's used to taking in that water, and it needs it. So it'll tell you. And I'm already drinking enough water to where I probably wake up once a night to go to the bathroom, so why not get another glass while I'm up?
There you go. All
right. It's just... You can either keep bottled water in your fridge or, you know, a big jug, or drink it out of the tap like I do. You know, just get your water in. That's the main thing.
Yeah. And like I said, and one of the things I definitely want to stress is, you know, replenishing yourself as soon as you get up. Now, like, everybody's not going to have, you know, a half a liter, like, you know, or half a quart like you do. But, you know, really, you should definitely try to get in at least, you know, one or two glasses as soon as you get up, you know, because, you know, again, you might have gone to the bathroom in the middle of the night or when you first get up. I mean, because your body's been processing all night, it's kind of like dehydrated at that point. So that's a very healthy thing, okay, and a very good lifestyle change that you need to make is to make sure that, you know, you're drinking adequate amount of water. you know, I got a whole list of things here that, you know, that I think would help out, you know, with the diet. And so I just want to run through them and see what you think about them, Keith. I mean, and if you got some more, you can just probably throw out there. One, you know, we've talked about this even, you know, for weight loss and you know, just for general fitness goals, you know, but one thing for sure, you know, eating plenty of fruits and vegetables throughout the day. I mean, you know, no matter what you're going to do, you know, these next couple of months, as far as the holiday, you know, seriously, there are going to be a lot of fruits and vegetables. There should be a lot of fruits and vegetables there. Just make a conscious decision to go out and grab some of those. Even if, you know, you're going to mix and match them with some of your other favorite foods, definitely, you still don't want to get away from the fruits and vegetables. I mean, that's a lifestyle change you've just definitely got to go out there and do, because, you know, you're going to be supplying yourself with all kind of vitamins and minerals. You're going to be helping your immune system. You know, not to mention your hormones. I mean, you know, I mean, now they say that you get sleepy after turkey, but, you know, because of the, what's that?
Tryptophan.
Exactly. Sorry. Almost forgot about it. Yeah. But again, you know, if you're not eating, you know, enough vegetables, fruits and vegetables, you know, throughout the day, you know, you're going to have a tough time winding down, trying to sleep, so on and so forth. So it helps with your hormones. I mean, I can't say enough about it. And Keith, is there any day that you don't eat fruits and vegetables?
Unless I'm on a strict low sugar diet, I mean, I'm eating fruits and vegetables every day.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer in veggies over fruits, to be honest with you. Certain fruits are okay, such as apples and other products, maybe after a workout, a banana or watermelon or something. But I'm a big vegetable person. I think you can get a lot of the health benefits of fruit from veggies, such as, you know, asparagus, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, all these things, without all the extra calories that you get from the fruit. So if we're really trying to get strict, I think vegetables are good. And the nice thing about veggies is you can eat a lot of them, and you don't get a lot of calories from them. So you're able to fill yourself up and still take in minimal amounts of calories. That's why, especially around the holiday season or when you think you're going to overeat, make sure you get that serving of veggies in you first, just to make sure that you're not going to go crazy on the pumpkin pie and the mashed potatoes and the rolls and everything else.
Right. And that's a lifestyle change. That's something that, you know, as far as, you know, as selecting vegetables every day, that is a lifestyle change, as opposed to, oh, you know, maybe, you know, you have vegetables maybe once every other day, or maybe once every other week, or maybe once every other month, or whenever somebody reminds you of it. No, this is something that you should incorporate, you know. And like you say, unless, and again, it's a lifestyle change, and you're including the fruit in there too, you know. So the thing is like, unless, like you keep saying, you know, unless you're on a weight loss effort, you know, to reduce the amount of sugar, you know, that you're consuming, you know, there's no reason to actually stop eating fruits and vegetables. Now, again, we talked about it, you know, in earlier shows, that, you know, there is a time you don't want to eat, you know, a lot of fruit close to going to bedtime, because, you know, you got the sugar there, and so, you know, the excess sugar doesn't get burned off. You know what happens then, it, you know, it builds up, but it builds in the fat. But so, you know, the thing is that it's good to take in fruits and vegetables every day, especially now for your immune system. So, yeah, I can't speak enough about it.
Another thing real quick with fruits, Steve, a benefit of that is if you do got a sweet tooth a little bit and you want to try, you know, get that craving taken care of, fruit is a much better option than 10 cookies or 3 pieces of pumpkin pie with ice cream on them. So, you know what? Eat an apple or two or a handful of grapes or a fruit salad, you know, preferably in water, and that'll hopefully take care of that sugar craving that you got, and you won't be reaching for such calorie-dense foods that are sugary and have no health benefits to them. So, you know, fruit's great in certain situations. That's why you got to eat it.
Yeah, it definitely. Now, there's nothing wrong to have a little ice cream or a little cake, but, again, you got to cut yourself off. And then if you're thinking that, you know, maybe you want to go back and eat more, you know, just like Keith says, just go and grab some fruit. I mean, it's the easiest thing to do. And hopefully, you know, if you're not having dinner at your house, you're going to somebody else's house, and you know, hopefully they've got some, they've thought about that, and they've got something there. And generally, they do, you know. Or if not, I tell you, there's nothing wrong with carrying a little stash yourself, you know. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. If this is the lifestyle, you know, it's like, you know, if you go over to someone's house that's, you know, that smokes, you know, or does something that you normally don't do, you got to figure out, you know, how are you going to make an adjustment based on what their lifestyle is. So, yeah, but, you know, things have come a long way. Everybody's, you know, looked to be very considerate of other people in terms of diet, in terms of, you know, environment, what they're doing, so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's a whole lot different than it was 30 years ago. So I realize that. But the thing is, like I said, I want to stress, there's a difference between, you know, being on a weight loss diet or some diet to actually that you're trying to achieve some goal, some obtainable goal, you know, very quickly, as opposed to, you know, just making lifestyle choices. So, you know, and you got to, you know, really sit down and say, this is what I want to do, and then figure out how you're going to go about doing it, you know, like everything else. One of the other things is, you know, what we talked about before, and just, you know, about everything, you know, eat a good breakfast within the first hour that you get up. I mean, that's going to help you. So if, you know, you figure out, you know, certain foods you're going to, you know, that you know that you want to eliminate, you know, make sure that you have a good breakfast. And we've talked about what a good breakfast is. But, I mean, you know, have a good breakfast within the first hour. I mean, again, a lot of this is going to help you stay living the lifestyle that you decided to choose, you know, so that you won't be one of those, oh, I'll just wait until New Year's Eve and, then flip over and then all of a sudden, you know, I'll make a resolution that I'll never go do that again or whatever it is that you weren't supposed to do, you know. But again, you know, so your day starts out right. And then by the time the evening or afternoon comes where you're going to have your, you know, Thanksgiving meal or your Christmas meal or whatever it is, you know, at that point, you know, you've pretty much, you know, you're okay with everything. So just, you know, like I said, just do what you're supposed to do until that time period. And then and then if you go overboard, just make sure that, you know, it only lasts for a day. Yeah. I mean, I'm only speaking for what I've been doing and what I've been, you know, preaching for the last few years. Keith, I'm going to ask you, I mean, is this the same thing that you're telling your clients?
Well, of course. I mean, you got to set that habit to where you wake up and it's breakfast time. You should be hungry. Your body should be ready to go, just like how you should be drinking that glass of water immediately upon awaking. So therefore, this also is going to help you on the holidays not eat as much as if you just starved yourself all day. I hear people eating, oh, I'm not going to eat until dinner on Thanksgiving, so I'm real hungry. Well, that's rather foolish, and you're probably going to end up getting sick.
Exactly.
So if you're eating your meals throughout the day, by the time Thanksgiving dinner comes around, or Christmas dinner, or that, you know, party at work, if you stuck to your meal plan, you shouldn't be all that hungry. I mean, you'll be normal hungry. And when it's time to eat, you'll eat your portions that you normally would, maybe a little bit more, and then you'll be full. And you got to listen to your body, and that's the way it is. So I advocate that to all my clients. You got to stick to the diet plan or your lifestyle plan, no matter what.
Exactly.
Just because you're gonna maybe get a buffet, or you think, you know, at work they're gonna have some really good food, or you're going to the Sox game with somebody and it's, you know, free food night or something with your work or something, don't do it. I mean, you got to still stick to your meal plan for the reason to not overeat, to make sure you're giving your speeding your metabolism up throughout the day. And also just to keep those muscles being fed and recovering the way they should. I mean, we're not giving up working out because it's the holidays, so you got to take care of your muscles' recovery.
Exactly, and that's the whole thing. You know, this is a lifestyle change that you've made, so it has nothing to do with this holiday. And yeah, you can, you know, maybe eat some of the foods that you normally don't eat, but it's not going to hurt you that much if you've been sticking to it, you know, for most of the year where you've basically said, you know, I'm making this lifestyle change. You know, I want to cover a couple more points, and after we come back from the break. But this is good. I mean, like I say, it's a lifestyle change, and I also want to speak a little bit about, because I got a couple of emails. I want to speak a little bit about fitness and the medical community. I mean, you know, and that's why we're having this show. There is a gap there, but I mean, I think that gap is narrowing. So, but to leave you right now, I just want to say, you know, it's a lifestyle change. This is not a diet. So these are things that you should incorporate in your lifestyle if you want to stay fit and healthy. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back.
Bring the action.
When you listen to the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we are on the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They won't change us. They won't change us. They won't change us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Bring the action.
Changes that, you know, you should be making in order to, you know, stay fit, happy, and healthy. And there's a difference with a lifestyle change as opposed to some diet where you have a specific goal that you're trying to reach. One of the other things that, you know, I think there was a question about was, you know, how the medical community matches up with, you know, the fitness world. And there is a little bit of a disconnect, but it's starting to close. Now, you got to remember, the medical community is primarily in the business of controlling and managing diseases. And that means that, you know, it's a whole different world. you know, you're going to do things differently. You're going to eat a little differently. You're going to take in a lot of, you know, pharmaceuticals, so on and so forth. It's a whole different world. So here they're in the line of thinking that something's already broken down, and now they've got to try and salvage and fix it. And over on the fitness side, you know, now it's just a matter of getting your body, you know, if it was in a, if you weren't doing anything, now getting your body up, moving, and then performing at a level that, you know, that can carry you the rest of your life. And, you know, to feel better and to do whatever. I mean, if you want to run a marathon, or if you want to, you know, compete in a bodybuilding show, you know, it's all for performance-driven as opposed to healing. So, you know, naturally there's going to be a disconnect as to, you know, how that works. So, but some of the things that, you know, we're going to say on this show are basically for you to say, if you incorporate these things in your lifestyle, okay, they're healthy measures that will help you either stay fit, get fit, or help you to perform. So now, but if you have some disease, okay, or something's going on with you, anything that we say on this show, and you know that you're going to the doctor to be treated for that, or you should be thinking about being treated for that, you know, go there first, because that might be a different, there might be different things that your doctor is going to prescribe as opposed to, you know, to the information that we're actually giving you here. Now, before the break, we talked about water, and the importance of it, you know, getting up first thing in the morning and then having it throughout the day, and, you know, and like Keith, I mean, you can't see him now, but when I get my website up, you're going to see him. You're going to see his, you know, him working out there. He's a very big, muscular guy. You know, he drinks a gallon a day. So, you know, it's going to be a lot different than what we recommend for the normal person, the average person, I should say, you know, that's just getting fit and staying into it. But here's the deal, okay? The other thing that you need to incorporate in your lifestyle, when you're making that lifestyle change, is fiber. You know, you've got to have fiber along with water in your diet. Now, here's why, okay? Fiber helps your body metabolize the food that you're eating, okay? And along with water, it helps to flush it, you know, from your body. I mean, you're not some garbage disposal. You know, so nobody's just putting stuff and food into you so that, you know, you sit there, you know, and keep it as a receptacle. That's not you. So you got to get rid of this. So, I just got to say it. If you're not pooping throughout the day, you know, if you had two meals and you didn't poop twice, you know, you got to ask yourself, so where's that stuff at? You know where it's at, you know? So, you know, really, you've got to think about it. I mean, geez, I know this is not the most, I mean, you know, I'm just saying what it is. I mean, it's not something that, you know, people like talking about, but what do you think? I mean,
bowel movements are very important for a multitude of things. I mean, just for general health to feel better. If you're not having a bowel movement or going to the bathroom, you're going to probably feel sick, bloated, plugged up. You know, that's exactly how it is. I mean, the more you eat, the more often you're probably going to go to the bathroom. But it's healthy and normal to be going to the bathroom, even shortly after a meal. I mean, those intestines get, you know, the blood to them, things get flowing, and it's time to go to the bathroom. There's nothing abnormal or wrong with that. And if your diet's lacking fiber, you're going to have some issues with that. So you've got to be taking in fiber with most of your meals, and it's going to help just keep you regular. And from a health standpoint, just general normal health, you got to do it. I mean, if you're not having a bowel movement, you're getting backed up, and eventually the feces is going to come out of you one way or another. So
exactly.
You'd rather it come out the normal way than the other way, I'll tell you that. So just make sure that fiber's in your diet to keep things moving for a multitude of reasons.
And, you know, that's why I'm trying to, you know, that we're sitting here telling you about all these different lifestyle changes, because if not, you know, eating certain foods and doing certain things. So when you're sitting there having those meals that you love so much and it's not coming out, just think, if it was, and you thought that was bad, or you've learned over the years that, you know, well, I shouldn't have eaten this. This was bad. I really had some fried food, and you don't see it popping out the other end. Guess where it's at? Now there's the problem, because now it's all backed up in you. You're the receptacle. You know, you're the garbage disposal. So you gotta figure out, you know, okay, I can limit this, but I still gotta maintain these other things in order to get it out of me, so that I can keep going. I can feel good. You know, I can, you know, if I gotta go to work, I gotta go to school, whatever I gotta do, I can still perform and do those things, as opposed to me, you know, slowing down. I'm sluggish now, and that's exactly it. So, and that's why, you know, we're saying, you know, you just got certain things you just have to minimize, but don't stop doing what you're supposed to do. You can still take in the extra food that you want, but don't stop doing what you're supposed to do. Otherwise, you know, it has serious consequences. Now, so we've been talking about all the things that you should do. Okay, let's talk about a few of the things that you should not do, or you should, you know, cut back on, you know. If you're going to make a lifestyle change to be healthy and fit, you know, Keith, I think for me, you know, after I've looked at, I think the number one thing everybody should look at is refined sugar. I mean, there is just an epidemic of diabetes out here right now. So, I mean, you know, sugar. I mean, do you agree, or I mean, what would you say?
I couldn't agree with you more than on the sugar topic, Steve. I mean, it's honestly, it's killing the youth, the old, everything. It's just horrible. You can't go anywhere without at least knowing somebody who's a diabetic, or, you know, I'm borderline, the doctor told me, or, you know, I have coworkers that are, you know, not necessarily in the fitness aspect of my job, and they have diabetes and they're drinking regular Pepsis. They're, you know, having three iced teas, not unsweetened iced teas, iced teas during a shift, and it blows my mind. They don't know what they're really doing to themselves, especially as a diabetic. Myself, being what I would consider fairly healthy, I hope, is I feel sluggish, I feel sick, I feel like I'm dragging when I eat sugar. It's just, it's not, especially if it's not a natural occurring sugar, it's just going to wreak havoc on your body. It's just, overall, you got to make sure if you are taking in sugar, it's a timing aspect of it. And if you're going to maybe cheat, try to throw some healthy fats in there with it if you're doing something to try to slow down the digestion of those carbs, because you're going to get that huge spike in your blood sugar. You're going to maybe be high on life for a minute or two, but I guarantee you, half hour later, you're going to go, why did I do that?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be sluggish, falling asleep, feeling like crap. That's why the complex carbs are just so much better than simple, refined sugars that have no health benefit to you.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, over the years, I've learned to actually, for myself, limit the number of sugars that I'm actually digesting. Because the older you get, you know, the less your body is able to actually process sugar, period, okay? I don't care what kind of sugar it is. The older you get, you know, it just can't do it, you know. So, again, and now I look at the food labels. And one of the biggest things, you look at the food labels, go down to, like, the bottom of that label, you know, it'll say sugars. And that basically, and then there's a number there. That number tells you how many teaspoons of sugar is actually in what the serving of that particular food that you're getting ready to eat. Okay? Now, I realize Thanksgiving is coming up, and you're going to be going out, or you're, you know, somebody's cooking for you at home or whatever, and you're not going to be able to see those food labels. Well, okay, again, we've already said, as long as you make the lifestyle change before you get to Thanksgiving, and before you get to Christmas, and before you get to New Year's, that's fine, okay? You know, and then you just say, okay, I'm just going to let this go. But remember now, you gotta somehow be aware of, you know, sugar is a big killer here. Is a big, big killer. You know, we've talked about this before.
Steve, this is where people need to educate themselves also on food, nutrition values. You should know what's in certain foods before you eat them. I mean, not everybody knows the quite the amount, but you should know that, hey, cranberries are going to be in cranberry sauce, is all sugar.
Exactly. Pumpkin pie is, you know, all sugar and fat. We got to educate ourselves so we know. We don't need to rely on a label to tell what is in a certain food. So that's why listening to Steve and myself is going to just not only lead you in right directions in times of, you know, possible cheating, but overall during the day you can say, hey, that's all protein or that's all fat, or it's a combination of the two, or, you know, balances everything with your macronutrients. But really, no, food knowledge is something that nobody understands these days. I could say, well, what's in an apple? And I'll tell you, I'll get 10 answers and 5 of them will be, I don't know.
Exactly.
It's really unbelievable.
Right. That's true. And you know, really, you know, that's what you have to start doing. You have to start thinking about, you know, what it is that you put in your body. So in order to do that, you have to know what you're putting in your body. I mean, right now, you know what you want to eat for Thanksgiving, right? Already. You already know that. And you got, you know, a little less than, you know, 2 weeks to figure out, okay, what's good, what's bad, what you can cut back on. You should be doing that right now. You should be doing that right now, because I'm going to tell you, that's where the disconnect with the medical community is, because now you're sitting in there, you're going to throw this stuff in there and into your system, and then you don't know what's going to happen because you don't know what state you are or what state you may be driven to, and then now you go see the doctor. Now he's going to give you he's going to say, no, now you can never have this again, you can never do this again, and whatever, you did this wrong, blah, 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 so on and so. And so that's where the disconnect comes in. If you were only doing this, you know, periodically, like, you know, once or twice, you know, a year, it's different. So, big difference. One of the other things I want to talk about, try to eliminate. Okay, now, Keith, you and I, we talked about, you know, different philosophies a little bit, but still, I think, you know, reduce or eliminate saturated fat. What do you think? I mean, I still think you got to still look at, you know, hey, how much, I mean, again, you're going to have that, if you're going to have that turkey or mashed potatoes, you know, maybe cut back on that gravy, you know, because you don't, saturated fat, that's another big killer. Keith?
I agree with you, Steve. I mean, unless you're getting, if you know where your saturated fats are coming from, grass-fed beef, you know, supplemental CLA, okay, that's fine to eat in moderation still, but, you know, the saturated fat that most of us are actually getting in our diets is very unhealthy. I mean, it's going to clog our arteries up, and it's just going to cause a multitude of health problems. Therefore, you know, really try to limit those saturated fats unless you are sure what is coming, where these sources of saturated fat are coming from. Again, this is all about educating yourself on nutrition. I can't advocate that enough, but the
right.
Saturated fats are going to be artery cloggers that are going to eventually lead to a possible heart attack or, you know, other issues with the heart that could lead to health problems.
Problems, that's right. You know, speaking of which, the government just came out now, and they are, you know, banning, the FDA is banning trans fats in foods. Did you know that?
Yes, yeah, I heard that.
Right, yeah. The government is now going to ban trans fats in foods. Now, I don't know. I mean, really. Now, this, for me, is the only thing, like I said, Keith, you know, I was educating myself. So now I knew to stay away from that anyway, okay? But it wasn't that long ago, I think maybe, oh, it's probably been about, what, the last 10 years that they've just had on the food labels now, which foods have trans fats in there. Before, they didn't have it in there. So you had to know what a trans fat was. Yeah, because trans fats are those fats, you know, that are basically, you know, are really, really processed. And so consequently, they just stick in you, you know. And they're saying if you get rid of this, you know, it would save, you know, so many more lives. But if you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle, you know, to be fit anyway, okay, you would be avoiding those foods. And
exactly, Steve.
You know,
you're not going to be eating foods that have saturated fats or trans fats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, and that's the whole thing. But again, you know, you got to figure out, you know, which foods you can eat, which foods you can't. And then again, so if you want to get on, you know, a program, you know, for a healthy lifestyle, okay, just shoot us an email, period. That's all you got to do, really. And, you know, or, you know, basically, and I'm going to tell you, And really, if you if you want a whole program, Keith can write a whole program out for you. All you have to do is send us an email. But but somehow you've got to take it upon yourself, your own responsibility, to basically figure out what it is you need to do and what you don't need to do. So, and again, you know what you like, and so if you're sitting back, okay, I'm just going to keep going until somebody tells me I can't eat this anymore. No. You should be figuring out yourself, should I be eating this or should I not be eating this? Don't let somebody else tell you. Just look at, be responsible. Look and see what you're doing. And again, I want to, say this again. I can't say it enough. If you're one of those people that can't stop, by eating a certain amount, then, maybe you should check into the fact that, you got an addiction going there, okay? There's something wrong. I mean, it's more than just the food. You're something else is going on, and you just have that checked out. But just for a few hours, of being amongst family and friends, that's a different situation. But if you've got to go from Thanksgiving all the way through, New Year's Eve before you do something, then there's a problem there. Okay, I mean, it says a lot for your commitment, but I'm just saying. I mean, there could be more problems that you're not aware of. Well, Keith, you got any tips for us in terms of, we're going to come off the diet here for a little bit. What can we do, something that, I don't know what we can do in case, we do overeat and we want to expend a few extra calories. Anything you got quick that, like run around the block or, jump over the house or something we can do?
Well, if I'm going to make a mistake eating on Thanksgiving, there's a couple things I'm going to do. I can maybe plan a big workout for the next day. I'll take it as I'm carb loading, I'm ready, I'm going to maybe do some legs the next day at 6 in the evening or 5. I'm going to let all this garbage process in my body, eat a healthy meal plan the entire day tomorrow, and I'm ready to go for a good hard workout, getting back on track.
There you go.
They say some ways if you run around 10 minutes or 20 minutes after you eat a meal, it negates some of the health side effects from the bad food you ate, or it's going to maybe clear your stomach up. That's fine. I don't know how many people are going to feel like running around the block when they just ate
exactly
2 pounds
right.
of turkey or something, but...
Especially that tryptophan, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be knocked out. But the main thing is just back on track. If you do overeat, hey, you're probably going to learn the hard way anyway. You're probably not going to want to feel that way. My father always tells me when he was a kid, he overate on Thanksgiving, and he'll never overeat again because it was the worst feeling of his life.
Oh.
And honestly, if you have ever overate, it's horrible. The verge of throwing up is it's almost that bad. People have done it. So
right.
You should learn the hard way, but exercise is always a great option. Or even some gyms like Omni, where I'm at, is open on Thanksgiving. Go hit a workout
right.
in the morning, and you're more likely to stick to your meal plan then throughout the day. You're not going to be sitting around drinking mimosas or whatever with your family. And tasting everything throughout the day, so you're more likely to still eat healthy, and then when it's dinner time, the chances of overeating are not going to be there. Or at least, those calories can be put to use to help rebuild your body. And those are just a couple things maybe to make it okay to overeat on Thanksgiving, but the main thing is always moderation. You're going to feel like crap if you overeat, so people just eat, get that, be satisfied, and walk away. Drink the water. That's going to fill you up. But other than that, Steve, there's no secrets to this. It's all about being consistent and just sticking to your training and your diet, and you're making it a lifestyle. I hate the word diet, to be honest with you. This is a lifestyle.
Right. It's a lifestyle. That's right.
This isn't something you do for 3 months, 6 months, a year to get ready for a competition, or to look good at your wedding or to look good at the beach.
That's
this is
right.
to change your life to hopefully get as many years as possible out of what your body can do at its peak performance and look good doing it and feel good and not have to have health bills. That's another thing
right.
we could talk about is health insurance in this country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's expensive to go to the doctor, so why not have a gym membership for $50 a month if it's even that expensive and take care of yourself? Going to the doctor, you can't step foot in the door without spending $100. So people, stay healthy. This is a lifestyle that's going to prevent you from spending money down the line. I can't advocate that much. It might sound like a lot to have a trainer or to learn about nutrition or a lot of stuff you can get for free online nowadays. just do it because you're in the long run, you're going to appreciate your health.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, but the thing is that I'm pushing for trainer if it's new to you and you need to know how to get going and guidance. I mean, really, you know, no one's going to put you there better like a Keith Johnson, you know. So you've got to think about that once you get going. So that you don't just spin your wheels or do something, you know, we talked the other week about CrossFit, but or do something that could totally just put you out of it for years, you know. So, you know, get some good advice, you know, and try to be educated. Yeah, definitely. Keith, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, Steve, thank you.
Well, that's pretty much wraps up our show for the day. I just want to say that, you know, again, you know, the holidays are coming upon us. You know, again, you want to make a lifestyle change. You know, it's not just some quick fix diet to get you down as those 10 pounds, 20, whatever you got to lose. You know, you want to do this, you know, for the rest of your life. So, you know, we've given you some guidelines as to what you can, you know, incorporate into your, you know, your regular routine, your regular life to help you out here. So, you know, use that. You know, use that information. If you have any questions, you know, again, email us, you know, or you can call into the show if you want. So, but, definitely take advantage of this time now. That you got a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, you know, to come out and, you know, to figure out, I mean, you know, what you need to, what you can have, what you shouldn't have, and then what you maybe won't want to cut back on and still maintain, you know, a healthy lifestyle to be fit. Okay. All righty. Well, Keith, man, I appreciate you coming back.
Oh, Steve, thanks for having me. Anytime you want me, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I'll see you back next week then.
Okay. All right, Steve.
All right.
Sounds good, buddy.
Thank you, man. That's our show for you, everybody. You've just been zoned in. Thank you.